Mexico City has some of the best street entertainment in the world. There are dancers and poets, jugglers, mimes and fire eaters, violinists and flutists, both classical and Aztec. An estimated 40% of Mexicans survive in the underground economy, like these street performers, but few of them have perfected a talent quite so unusual as Carlos Garcia's. NPR's John Burnett met him in Mexico City.
When I first walk past, hurrying, late for an interview, I think the old man on the sidewalk is selling some sort of plastic bird call. But no, he's playing music. There, in the portico of a colonial building on Mexico City's central Zócalo, is a one-armed man playing a leaf. Variegated English ivy, to be exact. And he isn't just making noise. He has vibrato. He has intonation. He has expressiveness. He can hit a high B. He is a foliar musician.
Aquí tenemos al señor Carlos García.
He gives his name as Carlos Garcia, and he says he comes out here for 6 hours a day to play what he calls La Melodía. The local TV stations that have done features on him call his instrument the musical leaf. He's 71 years old, with gentle, weary eyes and huarache sandals. The sleeve of his faded blue work shirt is knotted where his right arm is missing. His straw hat sits upside down on the tile, beckoning coins. Carlos produces his sound by holding the large, thick leaf against his mouth with his thumb and index finger so that the edge vibrates against his lower lip. It's astonishing enough that a man can play the Mexican Revolutionary Anthem, Adelita, on a leaf. But Carlos Garcia's story is even more remarkable. He was 13 years old, the son of poor peasants in the state of Michoacán, when he accidentally touched a live wire and burned his right arm so severely it became gangrenous and had to be amputated. It was then that he taught himself to play La Melodía, having seen other men make music with leaves. In 1957, destitute, he brought his wife and four young daughters to Mexico City. Here, he learned to read and write, working off and on as a domestic servant, and he played his leaf on buses for tips. I made the decision not to ask the passengers for anything, he says, not to ask them to help me. I played my melodía, and they gave me what they wanted, and I thanked them. Indeed, Carlos raised his large family primarily on the change he earned playing his leaf. His daughters now have their own families. He supports himself and his wife on his music. He figures he makes 400 pesos, about $44 a week. That's slightly higher than the Mexican minimum wage. On this, he's been able to keep food on the table and build and furnish a small two-story house in a poor colonia on the edge of the teeming capital. But more importantly, Carlos, who says he's a Jehovah's Witness, seems content. Simply God gave me the ability to do this, he says. Not everyone can do it, you know. The people who pass by here encourage me. They say, how marvelous, how well you play. I tell them, thank you. I play the best I can for the people. For me, when I play, it's a prayer to God. At the risk of romanticizing poverty, there's something deeply Mexican about Carlos Garcia. In spite of his disability and in the complete absence of government assistance, he has improvised a living, a career, in fact. He's done this for 44 years. He has created beauty and soulfulness with something as commonplace as a leaf of ivy. Carlos has a dream. He would like to go to America and play for tips in Los Angeles. But he doesn't even have a passport, much less the steady income required for a visa. His ultimate goal, he says, is to play on the radio in America. At least, this dream has now come true. Maestro Carlos Garcia and his musical leaf playing Jalisco. John Burnett, NPR News, Mexico City.